Could a life-sustaining planet be on our galactic doorstep? That's the possibility laid out today in the journal Nature. Researchers say an exoplanet orbits the star closest to us, just 4.2 light-years away in the Alpha Centauri system. Alan Boyle is aerospace and science editor for GeekWire.com. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm what led scientists to the planet they call Proxima B.
Well, for a long time, astronomers have been looking for planets that are around Earth's size and in a zone around their parent stars that's called the habitable zone, where liquid water can exist. And so they think that this planet is one of those places where it's possible for life to develop or for life to take root if we decide that we want to move to the star system next door.
If something terrible happens
to our solar system, there's a plan B.
So how would this planet, how does it compare to Earth?
Well, like I say, it's a little bit larger, and because it's around a red dwarf, the red dwarf is very much dimmer than our own sun. And this planet is very much closer. It's within the orbit of Mercury. And so that balances out so that you have a relatively temperate environment. The big downside is that these red dwarf stars are more active than the sun or sun-like stars. And so you might have to deal with a burst of X-rays every so often.
Right. And high energy radiation,
yes.
That doesn't sound so comfortable.
Not so good. Yeah. So some people have speculated that if there is life on a planet like this, for example, the leaves on the trees might be black to shield the organisms from that very strong radiation. Another thing about red dwarfs is that they last much longer than sun-like stars. And so if we ever get there, and I hope that we do, that would be fun. If we ever get there, we could be there for a very long time, long after the sun has burned out.
Let's say hypothetically we were able to get a probe there. What are the chances of finding life there, do you think?
It's a big question mark because we don't yet know a whole lot about these sorts of planets. It's relatively close, as I said, in astronomical terms, but it's far enough away that it's very difficult to pick out what's going on there. You can't directly image that planet right now. And it took something like 16 years in order to gather the data to confirm that there really was a planet there.
You mentioned how far away it is, trillions of miles away from us. How do we study a place like that from here?
What they did to nail down the orbit of the planet is that they looked for the faint changes in the quality of the light coming from the star, which would be affected by the gravitational pull of the planet. So that gives you a sense of how subtle these effects are. What people would really like to do is to have a space telescope powerful enough for directly imaging the planet. If the atmosphere is made of the right stuff with, say, oxygen and methane, we might be able to say, yeah, there's something so interesting there that we really got to get there. There's a mission called the Breakthrough Starshot mission, which is in the works right now. And the plan is that in the course of the next few decades, they would be able to actually get something there to send back information.
You mean a probe?
A probe, yes. Actually, a set of nanoprobes would be flying past the planet and the star system.
The Seattle area has become a center of sorts for space exploration efforts. Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origin project come to mind. Who from our region might get involved in an effort to study Proxima B?
Well, it's interesting that in the past, we've had some people who have done very well in the dot-com market. You mentioned Jeff. He's involved with human spaceflight and trying to get people out into space living and working. Paul Allen, who was one of Microsoft's co-founders, helped fund the Allen Telescope Array, which is looking for alien signals. Nathan Myhrvold has been helpful. There are people like Bill Gates who have contributed to something called the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope, and Charles Simony, who also worked at Microsoft. So I think there are a lot of people who would be interested in this in the Seattle area and pitch in. Right now, things like the Breakthrough Starshot effort are mostly based in the Bay Area. And so we could have a little bit of a Seattle versus Silicon Valley thing going on.
Well, that's some possibilities from the private sector. I'm wondering, could this news be a shot in the arm for NASA, say, and any potential government involvement in space exploration?
Well, NASA has a couple of projects going on. For example, the James Webb Space Telescope, which is going to be the successor to Hubble, and that's due for launch in 2018. And if Proxima Centauri B is in just the right type of orbit, the James Webb Space Telescope would be able to analyze the light that's basically reflected by the atmosphere and do some pretty sophisticated analysis. But it's sort of a question mark. And so I have a feeling that NASA might start getting some proposals for new types of telescopes that would be even more suited for investigating planets like this.
Alan, I couldn't help but notice you just had a huge smile on your face, particularly when you were talking about the probe and the possibility of a probe and exploration. What has this day been like for you as you heard this news and were absorbing it?
Well, I do get tears in my eyes when I see things like this. I keep thinking about what the long-term implications of all this is going to be. And I really do think that this is going to be part of our future, that when we look back millennia from now, we're not going to be so focused on who won such and such an election or who made the most money. I think that people are going to remember big steps that were taken on the frontier, and I think this could be one of them.
Alan Boyle covers space for GeekWire.com. He talked about implications of the discovery of Proxima B. It's the closest planet ever found outside our solar system. You can see an artist's rendering of Proxima B and its red dwarf star on our website, kuow.org.